views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to New Light Living. See your life in a new light. We've got a great show topic for you today, and it's meditate on the job and create greater success. So why is this topic so important? And what is it about today's work culture of multitasking, back-to-back meetings, coffee after coffee? Is that really success? So today we're going to talk about meditation on the job and how you can create greater success if you are allowing meditation into your workday. And new studies show that people are three times likely to leave their job and lower their strategic thinking, and it actually dulls creativity. And what I'm talking about here is stress. A lot of new studies around stress are really pointing out that we, in our culture today, is not at our best. We're not at our best. We're not allowing the success that we can have into our lives. So what is it that we can do to increase that success and feel more connected at work over the course of the entire day? Would you raise your hand if I asked you if you were constantly multitasking at work? I will raise my hand too. I will raise my hand, but not as much as I used to. A few years ago, if you were meeting me at work or seeing me in the parking garage going home after work, you would have seen a person that it has the blinders on and being on my phone constantly, having a long, long, long to-do list. So if it sounds like you, that you're going through your day with a coffee in your hand, multitasking, running from meeting to meeting, and sometimes you even don't notice that you haven't been sitting down all day. So if that at all sounds like you, let's shine some light on all of this, because stress at work is real. Stress at work is so real. And for a lot of women who have families, other roles and responsibilities, it is really a weight on our shoulders. But today, we're going to shine some light and step into some new light about all of this so that you can feel lighter at work over the course of your day. Now, a lot of companies, if you're in the either the corporate world or business world or any other world for work, you know that companies have really invested in helping employees to maintain their wellness. And what we see in a lot of companies is that you have the wellness gyms and the wellness programs and the gyms, big gyms built up with tons of treadmills and a lot of different options for people to individually take care of their health and wellness. But what the perception still is, despite all of these big investments that companies have done over many, many years, it shows that stress is at an all-time high. So what is it about this perception of stress management in the workplace? Is there any other way to help all of us lower our stress in the workplace? So I'm going to turn that on its head and say, it doesn't have to be this big event or big gym or big plan for how you are going to maintain your wellness at work and lower that stress. It is about a culture, an organizational approach rather than an individual approach. It really is a mindset and a culture within your workplace that is going to allow and invite stress reduction habits, more so than all the tangible things that you can see at your workplace, maybe all the treadmills and programs and all of those things. But the perception of stress management at work is often, and you can probably tell me if this is resonate with you, but if you think about it a little differently than that, you have to change your clothes or put on incense to sit on the floor in your yoga class at work, or you need to bring a yoga mat, or you need to bring your other kinds of things that you bring when you go to the gym. No, you don't have to make it into a huge event to actually manage your stress. And meditation is really something that we have access to ourselves at all times. So you may have gone to this yoga class at your wellness center at work, and you brought your yoga mat, you changed your clothes, you have to sit with incense and all of that. No, you can do it. The myths about meditation is that you need to sit on a meditation pillow, or you have to change your clothes, or you have to sit there with incense and cross-legged on the floor. That is not true. Meditation is not for yogis only. It's for everyone. But you may feel, how do you feel about this thought? Do you feel like, no way, I would never even attempt to meditate at work? No way. So if you already are a meditator at home, why did you start meditate? And if you haven't tried it yet, what are some of the questions you may have around meditation, first of all? I want to tell you a little bit about my story about meditation. And it started when I was a teenager, 13 years old, when my mom realized that, you know, school is going to be really hectic and pressure. It's going to be a lot of pressure for me. So that was right around the time when transcendental meditation was introduced in the world. And she brought me, she thought this would be this great tool to manage stress and give me that tool to for all the situations and stress that I may experience through high school and college and so on. back then, I didn't realize what the impact on me was. I really saw it as a tool to help me focus. I saw it as something that, you know, helped me with a skill, the skill to focus. So why am I telling you this story? It's because what I understand now is that meditation is a way of being. It's a way of being, and it's a way of connecting with your true self. And you don't have to do anything. And if we connect that back to the perception of stress management in the workplace now, is that the culture so far is that we have to make it into this big event. We have to do all of these things, and then we are going to feel less stress. But I am turning it on its head here to say meditation is a time to just be and not do anything. And you can do that at work as well. Because hear me out here. If you're asking yourself, I'm so stressed at work, and have you heard yourself telling, what's your way of de-stressing at work, if any? And how can you get past that feeling of stress? And work stress is really separation from our own inner peace. In our minds, we keep it very separate. We keep our stress and our inner peace very separate. So let's bring it together. And the common constant here is you. The meditation is the foundational tool to self-awareness, in my opinion. And all of this brings me back to meditate on the job. What? So how does all of this relate to you? How does your day look like today? Do you have back-to-back meeting? Did you just come from a back-to-back meeting? And you're maybe listening in to this on your break, or did you just come home, or sitting in the car to run all those errands and tasks off your mile-long to-do list? So have you tried meditate at work? If you are at work, or if you're not working, this. You can place that in a situation where you are right now. Have you tried meditating at work? Are you worried that you would look weird if you were sitting at your desk meditating? Meditation is, you may have a perception that meditation is woo-woo. I can't do it. I have tried before and I can't sit that long. Do you feel that you can't sit that long still? But if I bring you this thought that meditation is all about regaining your energy, there is no simpler way to recharge than meditating just when you need it. And you can do it multiple times even during your workday. Meditation is helping you to recharge your inner energy. How does that sound? Now, when we think about meditation as a way to recharge your energy, that sounds awesome, doesn't it? What do you think about that? So here's the burning question. Stress in our workplace is at an all-time high. What is it that we need to take responsibility for ourselves when we feel this stress? We have to take the responsibility for how we manage our own energy. When I worked my corporate job a while ago, an idea came to me. I sat down at my desk in the afternoon for the first time during that workday, and I realized I hadn't been sitting down at all that day. I had been running from meeting to meeting, task to task, and I felt so exhausted. You know, that feeling of, you know, being drained and your mind is, you're all up in your mind and it's just lunchtime. Half of the day has gone. So I come into my office, I do sit down, and in that moment, I just wanted to close the computer and go home. I felt totally depleted. And all of a sudden, a vision came to me. I saw myself sitting in front of my computer, but I saw my eyes were closed. I was just shown exactly what I needed at that time. I just needed to close my eyes for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, to get back and connect with my own unlimited energy. And this, my friends, is the power of accessing more of you. It's helping you to see your life in a new light. Meditation helps you see your life in a new light, and you can do it during your workday. You want to feel this inner peace. You want to feel connected with yourself, and you want to trust your inner feeling into it, intuition. So at work, and all of those qualities are success factors at work. So why not access the unlimited pool of energy that you do have inside during the day? So are you curious to begin to meditate on the job? Are you? So let's bring us all back to these actionable steps on how, if you're curious about how to bring meditation into your workplace for you, and maybe this can spread amongst your colleagues as well, but let's start with you. So what are you willing to do differently? You may think, so what's holding you back from starting meditation at work? Well, you may feel that you don't have time, and that's pretty natural, because if you have this back-to-back meeting schedule in your workday already, who has the time to meditate? And you may think, well, I'm really struggling with life balance and I work too much and I really don't know how to get back to me. And last week we talked about down prioritizing self-care, and this would be another thing that it would be going under this self-care umbrella. Meditation is really, as I said earlier, the foundation of self-awareness, in my opinion, on how you can gain more self-awareness and get closer to who you really are. So what feels realistic for you to do? Would it be, so when you go on your next meeting this afternoon, let's say, or you have an errand to run, or you have all these things on your to-do list that you need to do. After that, meditate for 3 minutes. When you come home all flustered, or you come back to your office or your workspace, give yourself that 3 minutes to just sit in your chair. Tell your neighbors, if you're sitting next to colleagues, I'm going to meditate for 3 minutes. So I'm going to sit here really still. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to put my headphones on. And I'm going to do that for 3 minutes. And if you want an extra challenge, do this for 30 days. Because being consistent, why is that so important? Being consistent. Your energy knows when you're connecting with your true self. So the more times you can connect with your true self, the more your body will recognize what you're doing. And it's going to take you there in no time. So I want to tell you a little story about how I applied this. I used to travel a lot for work. So I was on airplanes and rental cars and hotels a lot. And what I did, and you may be able to do this as well, if you are someone who is traveling a lot for work, I started to bring my yoga mat. And of course, that meant that I had to bring a lot bigger suitcase sometimes, but I never compromised on this yoga mat. And what I did, I always used my yoga mat to, first of all, meditate in the morning, but then I also had a chance to do a yoga program in the morning before all the crazy meetings started. And what that gave me is clarity around what actually I need to do that particular day. It gave me those five things I needed to do for the day. And I tuned in with my subconscious and wasn't. The funny thing is that when you meditate, things come up that you may not have thought of. Because when I used to sit then and meditate and do my yoga program, after that half an hour or whatever it could take together, I had five other things that I thought I needed to do. It wasn't the five things I thought I needed to do that day. It was something completely different. I also want to mention the feeling of feeling that clarity in the morning before life hits, work hits, right? So I have this gift for you. I have a gift of a meditation calendar that you can go and download. And it's a free meditation calendar that you can actually put on your screen in your workplace to keep track of which days you're meditating or not. And that have proven to me to be really helpful. So imagine this: next time you come back from a stressful meeting, you can get energized by just closing your eyes for 3 minutes at your desk. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And I wanted to point you also to that I have a blog this week on my website just about this meditation at work. So go check that out. So here's what I'd like to leave you with. If you feel that you're separating stress at work and stress at home, it really is the same thing. It's all stress, right? And you don't want to separate work from your true self. So why not bring in meditation at work as well to help you stay energized and connected with yourself during your workday? And you can, let's say you have one break or a lunch break, that's the time you can bring out this program. Because meditation is a way to access your true self and become your own role model. Your answers are inside yourself, and it's a way to increase your ability to tune into your intuition. This break that you're giving yourself during the workday, it leaves you centered and connected, and your brain is going to thank you. So if you're really curious about this, I'm giving yourself this gift for greater success. I have left a link to my free meditation program, and it's three guided meditations that I've recorded for you and that I designed to be done at your desk at work. So all you need to do is to download that program and have your phone next to you and put on your headphones after that stressful meeting. There are three meditations in there. One is Get Energized. The second one is called Shift Your Mood, which is, you can definitely need sometimes coming out from meetings that are really upsetting you. And the third one is release your resistance, because we go through our work days feeling that resistance, and sometimes resistance come up either by what people say or what people do. So notice that within yourself next time you come back from a meeting, if, oh, I feel resistance towards this person, this meditation will help you release that resistance in 3 minutes. And if you're not yet in the private Facebook group for this show, New Light Living podcast community, do a live meditation with me in the Facebook group after the show today. And I will jump right in there to do a live meditation. And if you're at work, join me there. The conversation continues, and we're going to continue this conversation about meditation at work and how we can stay more connected to our true selves and our own energy throughout our workday. And that conversation continues inside the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community. Share what you're struggling with when it comes to meditation. What are your success stories? How has meditation impacted you, not only at work, but in your life? This is New Light Living. See your life in a new light. Join me next week, Monday, 9:30 a.m. Pacific and 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Bye. See you next week. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.